I'm proud to announce that we are being sponsored again by our old friends at Scribophile. And the news from them is they are offering writing classes now. Scribophile was a place where you could find your community, get an online writers group going. Really great place to be. And now they're offering classes which feature live Zoom meetings weekly, combined with an at-your-own-schedule forums-based instruction. Class sizes are small, so you can get personal attention, and you can use the Scribophile platform specifically designed for critiquing to post your assignments and give feedback. The first run of classes has something for writers of any skill level, with classes like From Novice to Novelist to Mastering Motifs. Each one is taught by a published author or a professional writing instructor. Since even before the pandemic shut everything down, I think a lot of people have been asking how to find a writer's group that fits them. Now more than ever, it's good to find a place online that's curated to help you run a writer's group. So I think Scribophile is a great place to do that. So please check them out. You can find their first run of classes at scribophile.com/writing-classes. And the link will be in the show notes. So we're going to talk about the number 34 today on I Should Be Writing, Season 19, Episode 7. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers, and I am your host, Mer Lafferty. And I tried to make my goal this year, no chickening out, and make all the weird stuff, and I'm trying to figure out whether my resistance to making weird stuff is me resisting making weird stuff like fear, or, probably more likely, me just having ADHD and not able to concentrate on making new stuff. So I'm not thrilled about that. I've been in a funk recently. I think I'm getting out of it. I feel like I'm getting out of it. But I have been feeling like just the old black dog of depression. Like no one thing I can point my finger at and say, this is bothering me. Just a general malaise, tiredness, not a lot of interest in things. I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I'm trying to fight through it. I'm doing everything I can on my end. You know, I'm taking my meds, I'm getting exercise, I'm trying to sleep well, and just gotta wait for the brain chemicals to catch up. What I've been working on is working on my new novella, hating everything I write in it, which is not great, but still not stopping me from writing. And actually, I have to remember that my first drafts are almost always very low on conflict. Everyone gets along. If there is something threatening, it's like an outside thing. There's no interpersonal conflict. I should be writing for children's TV is really what I should be doing. But I wrote a first draft of the first part this week, and then I went back and edited it to get some more tension and conflict going. And I'm happier with it now. I'm currently trying to juggle my own physical therapy for, I'm getting physical therapy for my back and neck to deal with headaches, and my dog is getting rehab for her knee surgeries. Trying to fit all this in is kind of messing with my live streaming schedule as well. That's kind of why I've been here and there this year. During one of my darker periods, I just wondered if I should just admit that I don't post podcasts on a regular basis. I mean, y'all know that. But there's always something I strive to do. I just fail a lot. But I still want to do the one non-live stream episode and the one live stream episode per week. So I'm trying to keep up with that, and that's what this is. But let's get to the main topic, which is a number. It's unfortunate that I did not catch the citation to this. I don't know who quoted it or what writer did it, but I believe it was a copywriter, not a fiction writer. But there's somebody who decided that he had to sit at his computer for a handful of minutes. Like, I can't remember what it was. So I'm saying 34. I know it was over 30, but not much more. So we're saying 34. For 34 minutes. And if he couldn't think of anything to write, he would quit for the day. But that almost never happened, because he could always think of something to write if he just sat there for 34 minutes. I can't remember if this story was told in the age of the internet and smartphones or not. So I really think that the first thing you need to do is find a place to put all the devices. Make sure that your email and your phone and your tablet and whatever other devices you have will not be bothering you. And you sit down for 34 minutes, set a timer, and don't do anything else. When our brains are bored, they tend to think of things. Even if you've got ADHD, especially if you've got ADHD, sometimes your brain will just come up with something to write just to stop being bored. And this is so hard because our lives are now focused, so focused on things to never, ever make us bored, which is great for boredom, but not great for creativity. I think I did I think it was last year I did an episode on trusting yourself, where I've gotten to a point in my career where I can feel confident that if I start writing, I will come up with something. You know, we did a previous episode on free writing. And, or the words you say, the words you write before you actually get to your story, and how, you know, they're not wasted words. They just may not end up in your final draft. And that is how I think the best, is when I'm writing like that. And I honestly can't tell you whether this is good for me because I've been doing it for several years, or if it's a viable solution for anybody. But I tend to think that if I just throw myself off the mountain, I will build wings on the way down. And I got to trust that, because that's putting trust into my subconscious, which is really hard to do. It's kind of scary. The person who says they'll be there, but they show up at the very last minute. That's kind of my creative subconscious. Sure, I'll be there. Don't worry. And just got to trust it. And I had a thought the other day, and saying this out loud annoys me. So I can imagine how it must sound to you guys. And I apologize in advance, because humble brag, I guess the word would be. It feels like a humble brag, but it honestly did occur to me that it's possible that I write good stories. They just don't seem good to me because, or good comparatively, because, you know, I see their flaws. I know how hard it was to write it. I always think it could be improved upon, not because they're actually bad. This was literally an epiphany. I was just like, wow, maybe I don't suck. If I don't see it, that doesn't mean it's not there. And then we get into the whole Julia Cameron morning pages, believe in the God or the great universe or whatever, which still makes me feel awkward. You know, fun aside, I attend a Unitarian Universalist church, and I volunteer there for a number of things. And I still feel awkward saying I go to church, because the people I grew up with who were church going were not like me. You know, Unitarian Universalists, it kind of boils down to, we don't care what you believe as long as you're nice. That's pretty much it. So there's like an atheist group at my church. They asked me to participate in some of the worship services, knowing that I'm an atheist. It's weird, but it's another thing where someone else might see value in stuff I think is incredibly weak. So yeah, it feels weird talking about church. It feels weird talking about Julia Cameron when, you know, I don't believe in the God that she frequently talks about. And I don't even believe that the grand universe has a plan for us. I just believe that if you keep your eyes open, metaphorically, then you'll see more opportunities than if you don't. I think I got off topic. Probably. I took a break from violin this week, and I honestly don't know if I'm going back. I'll be honest. I wasn't practicing. I mean, I wasn't doing it very often anyway, and then I really didn't do it over the holidays, and then January was too busy, and now I'm like, I don't remember anything, and my lessons are kind of awkward. And finally, yesterday, I'm like, look, I'm dreading this, and I'm paying money for my own enrichment. I'm not doing this because my parents tell me to. I'm not doing this because I'm a virtuoso. I'm just doing it because I always thought it would be cool to play the violin. But I don't know jack about music. I still don't know jack about music. I've enjoyed making violins not sound terrible. But yeah, I emailed him yesterday and said I needed a break. And I feel relief. I feel like in especially in America, I don't know about other cultures, but in America, we're like, one of the worst things to call people is a quitter. But I think if you don't know what to quit, then you're going to be wasting a lot of time and effort. You got to find the happy medium. I mean, yes, you don't want to be a quitter before you ever actually achieve anything, if it is an honest dream that you have. On the other hand, why waste time? I think one reason why I'm feeling melancholy, one of my theory is that I'm turning 50 this year. And sometimes I'm looking at my life and my habits and the things that I always wanted to achieve and thinking, wow, if I've not developed these habits or gotten into this thing that I've always wanted to get into by the time I'm 50, I think I'm probably set in my ways. And that just was kind of sad. But I talked a little bit about the people who do the things they have to do when they have to do them. Like, if you have twins, you take care of the twins. It might burn you out, but, you know, you do it because you have to. I never thought I would be able to do an early morning workout thing. And I'm going to talk about more about this in my next episode, which I'm recording this afternoon. I have been working out almost every weekday morning for several weeks now. I'm doing it through FocusMate. I found a friend, the friend who turned me on to FocusMate actually said that we started working out together in the mornings, and that has been incredibly beneficial. My dog needs a very specific rehab schedule, very specific exercises she needs to do. And so we have to get going on that. And I'm realizing that if you'd said, just work out every morning or just take better care of your dog with exercise, attention, all that stuff, then I find it difficult just to do that. But now that I have to, yeah, I'll do it. I have to. But I have to write. I have to do my podcasting. There are things I want to do. Like I said, I wanted to try to challenge myself to make more stuff this year. And I haven't been doing it, and I've been feeling bad about that. But an arbitrary number on my birth certificate is not going to determine whether I can achieve greatness or achieve something new. Not even greatness, just achieve something new. That's all I want. Suddenly turning 50 is not going to do that to me. It's not going to deny me that. Anyway, if you're a new listener, welcome. Feel free to email me any writing questions. I'll be happy to talk about stuff. If you have a more business-focused question, email me and mention Ditch Diggers, because it should be answered on that podcast with me and Matt Wallace. Matt is my co-host for Ditch Diggers. It is an award-winning, Hugo Award-winning podcast, and we post it now every other week. The first episode of this year is up now. You can find that at Merverse.com, where you can find all of my podcasts and all of my books. I wrote a book called Station Eternity. It's getting good reviews. It's Murder, She Wrote meets Babylon 5. But just remember, challenge yourself. If you think you've got writer's block, if you think you don't know what happens next in your story, it's a big move, but think about it. Just turn off all the crap and set a timer for 34 minutes. That's all. And then see what your brain comes up with. I'm going to try this. If you want to email me, mightymer@gmail.com, this podcast is available thanks to Patreon, because I have a lot of people who help me by supporting the podcast over at patreon.com/mightymer. They get exclusive episodes. They get extended episodes. They get all kinds of goodies. They get a private Discord writing community, and they help keep me going. And if you don't want to use Patreon, you can check me out at Substack. I'm Mighty Mer on Substack, where I have a newsletter, and you can subscribe to the $5 a month newsletter, where you'll get all the exclusive content and Discord access that people who support via Patreon get. And you can see this show live on Twitch, Tuesdays and Thursdays, twitch.tv/mightymer, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The first show of the week is called The Bar Con. anybody can come visit and see it and participate in chat and have a lot of fun, but only supporters can get that podcast in their feed. And Thursday is an official episode where I record with live audience input, and then we put that on the feed later. So that's the podcast. That's me, Merverse.com. Thanks for your support. If you cannot support monetarily, then leave a review or just tell a friend. Tell the writing community that they need to come here for various pick-me-ups and insight. I will see you next time. And until then, you should be writing.
I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at Merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.